Okay, well, we'll go ahead and open it up and obviously made some moves and we'll see what happens. See what happens tomorrow. See how many guys get claimed and then work on the practice squad tomorrow. So we'll kind of go from there on that. So. Pending a physical. Pending a physical, which will happen on Monday. So we'll get him in here for a physical, and you know, so we believe that's going to happen.
Is it going to be a 1-year deal?
Is that the
yeah. Yep.
Can you just outline your thinking there? What is Paxton's injury? What's his recovery time?
Well, we don't know. And, I think with the opportunity that we had to get Brock back, we're excited about that opportunity to have that experience there with Brock. And plus, with Paxton, you never know with the throwing shoulder. So, I will say this is that, Kyle Sloter did a hell of a job in preseason and, had a hell of a camp. But as I told him today when I talked to him, I said, you don't know this, but I'm telling you from experience, going from the preseason to the regular season is a big jump. And, we didn't want to put him in that situation. And so having been through that before and not having much success doing it very well myself my rookie year that, we – I told Kyle that, we're going to release him and then brought Brock in.
How did you frame it to Brock? He's the backup.
Yep. He'll be the backup until Lince gets healthy, until Paxton gets healthy. So, that will not change.
Is it possible you'll keep three quarterbacks at some point this
year? Yeah. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. You never know. I mean, we're going to carry him right now. We'll carry him for now. And so, it's always fluid. So we'll cross that bridge when Paxton gets healthy. We'll see what we have and go from there.
There was this notion that there were so many hard feelings that you guys and Brock could not reunite.
No, it's not true. So, I think that, when Brock made the decision, he thought he made the best decision that he thought was best for him. And so, it's just kind of funny how these things worked out and with our situation and Brock being available that, it's funny how everything aligned. And so, we know that Brock can win football games with us. He's played a lot. He's got a lot of experience. And so, that was one glaring hole we had at that point in time in my mind when Paxton hurt the shoulder. So we're able to get it fixed.
Is that something you thought about as soon as he was released?
As soon as Brock? Yeah, but we're looking, the bottom line is we're looking to see, what all was going to be available and what other quarterbacks were going to be out there. We were going to go with a veteran quarterback, and then, Brock made the most sense for us.
With the T.J. Ward decision, I know you set up the release, and you appreciate the contributions he's made. Kind of what went into that? Is it the growth of the young guys, Justin, Parks, Carter? Or?
I think it's a combination of everything, and, anytime you have a guy like T.J. that's, that was such a big part of, the championship year that we had in the last 3 years or 4 years that he's been here, and he's been he's led that defense and had plays with an attitude and a chip on his shoulder, and so he has a lot. We give him a lot of credit for what we've played defensively the last few years, but always comes down to football decisions, and young guys, they were playing well, and it really wasn't anything to do about TJ. It was just the fact that the young guys played well, and that was the best football move for us.
Did you have any preliminary discussions with him about an extension at any point?
About an extension, I talked to his agent, but knew that we weren't gonna do that at that point in time. So, and I would like to clear another thing up. There we did not ask him to take a pay cut. Either that was not in any discussions either. So, just wanted to make that clear.
John, how much do you worry about reaction in the locker room from other players when you let go of a popular guy who's had a lot of success?
It's always hard. I mean, I would tell you, I was in that locker room. I didn't agree with every move that management made, and you create those relationships that in that locker room, and it's important. And TJ was a big part of that, but. I can tell you how many friends and people I had cut over my career and didn't agree with, all of them. But, that's part of it. And I think that, they understand, at least I hope they understand, is we had to do what we believe is best for the Denver Broncos. And this is a situation that's, it's not going to be – when you make tough ones like this, they're not always going to be popular. But, I think that – you know, the young guys will step up and play well and fill those shoes very well.
27 of your players are 8.5 or younger. Is that something that you wanted to get younger for every generation?
Well, I mean, we're always trying to, you know, draft and develop. I mean, that's what we're always trying to do and find young guys. You know, Jamal Carter was a CFA that we found this year that's come on and had a great camp, made the football team. And so, you know, you're always looking for that youth and developing them. So, you know, we're fortunate to have the youth that we do have with a good, you know, with a good group of quality veterans for leadership purposes too. We'll see. We'll see. But, yeah, he's definitely one of the ones that we're looking out for. We're going to see how everything kind of pans out, but there's no question he's a candidate for it.
Where are you at nose tackle with Kerr's injury? And, you know, Domitaz is a little older. He's played well, but he's older. Is that a position you'd look at, maybe add depth? Or, you know, where's Kerr? Could he be available?
Well, we don't know what the timeline is on Kerr. So we'll keep watching him and see what happens there. But, you know, we're going to look at the wire, and if there's a good football player that we think can help us, then, you know, there's a possibility for us to do something like that.
Shane Ray going to be out a little longer than you initially hoped?
No, not really. I mean, it's kind of what we thought. And so with the surgery and where it kind of falls good for us, and here's why we decided to go, is because he has to be on IR for 8 weeks. Our bye week counts. And then our eighth game is on a Monday night. And so with that being on a Monday night, the eighth Sunday counts as a game. So we'll get him back for the Kansas City game. So he's only going to miss 6 games. And so we didn't want to use that spot. He's not going to be back any earlier than that. And when he does come back, he'll be really ready to go. So having that fall that way for us, you know, helped us with that extra slot. We're going over that right now, looking through and see what's available. So we'll, as I said, we're going to try to find the best player we can.
Hey John, Brock obviously helped you get to a Super Bowl. Then he took some heat for his play in Houston, and then he was criticized for not winning the job in Cleveland. How do you view his journey in the last year?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's been a tough one for him. You know, I know that obviously, we thought a lot of Brock. He was 5-2 as a starter for us. And, you know, without Brock that year, we don't win a Super Bowl. And so he had a lot to do with that year. But I'm sure it's been a long 18 months for him. You know, he's been through a lot, I'm sure. I haven't had a chance to spend a lot of time or speak to him. And I saw him up at the lake this year and said hello to him, but haven't had a chance to speak to him a whole lot. But I'm sure it was, with everything he went through and Houston and then going to Cleveland and that, I'm sure that, he's going to need a little football rehab, you know, and we know that. And so, you know, we'll welcome him with open arms and, you know, give him some love.
Do you see the player you had still there?
Yeah, I think so. You know, and plus, well, I think when we look at it, you know, he knows our system. He was here with Mike, knows the system, so the adaption, plus the experience that he has. And so, our hope is, you know, Trevor's our starter, and believe he's always going to be that starter. You know, we want him to be that starter, so we have confidence in that. But also feel like, you know, if something were to happen that, you know, Brock's got the experience, and, you know, we've got some people around him to be able to help him too, and he fits the system.
Time for a few more for John. John, how would you describe the emotion of the day with so many players getting released and so many tough decisions being made?
You know, it's always hard. I mean, it's really the last 2 days is always hard because, you know, you know these guys have dreams, and, you know, when you break their dreams, it's difficult, you know. And plus, you know, some veteran guys, TJ, one of them, Michael Schofield was a guy that did a tremendous lot of things for us and played very well, and we asked him to do a lot of different things, and he did everything we ever asked him to do. And so those are the ones that are really hard because you know how important they were to the football team, and so I just try to, you know, tell them how much they meant to us. And I know it's, you know, a tough day today, but both those guys are still going to be playing football.
John, your offensive line with just talk about moving on from Sombrilo and Schofield, and then a lot of guards composition for the backup the way it looks.
Yeah. Well, and we think that those guards, they have the ability to play tackle too, so we can move them out. So that's, you know, we really looked at the flexibility of, you know, Turner as well as Barber having, you know, the ability to play tackle. And so, you know, we feel like we really got nine guys that can play a lot of different spots.
Last one, Jeff.
John, did Michael ever come up with any trade discussions?
Who? Yeah, his name did. His name came up a couple times. So I would not be surprised to see him get claimed by somebody.
Okay.
So.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right.
Hello, thank you for Coach Joseph.
Yep. Shoot, guys, questions. It's tough. You know, you watch those guys work for 3 or 4 months, you know, and it's, you know, it's their NFL dreams. You know, that was killed today. So it's tough. You know, we had a great camp. We had 90 guys in camp, and, you know, every guy worked and every guy can play. So that's tough.
Jamal Charles, was it, you know, now that it's over, was that your plan all along to just ease him in? He's only going to play game three? Or was game three where he had to show you something to make this roster?
That was the plan, to bring Jamal in and to rehab Jamal and to get Jamal to a point where he can play, you know, for a full season. To play him week three was the plan, and it worked out. He was, you know, he was healthy. He played well, so, you know, he made our roster.
Was that game three the deciding factor, or did you guys kind of already know before?
No. The entire training camp, you know, was the factor, you know, but obviously seeing him in game three and seeing him healthy and seeing the explosion that we thought he had, that was the deciding factor. Young, physical, you know, he's going to be a great guy for Brock on teams as a core guy, you know, having a skills to play in the box and play in the high zones and in the back end was impressive.
You see him up on the game
today. Absolutely, as a core guy and as a backup type safety for us.
Can you talk about how do you plan to split at left guard there?
We're not sure, you know. Both guys played very well, and talking to Mike and talking to Jeff Davison, it's gonna be a week to week thing as far as how we game plan and who we're playing. You know, obviously Barber is a guy that's played some tackle also, so at offensive line it's gonna be a weekly deal on injuries obviously and who we're playing that week.
When did you guys feel Justin Simmons and
Will
Parks were ready to take the next step?
Well, Justin had a hell of a spring. You know, and obviously with TJ not working, you know, the entire training camp, you know, for the most part, you know, Justin and Parks got a chance to play a lot, you know, and obviously opportunity, you know, leads to promotion, you know, so both of those guys played very well. You know, Parks, I mean, he was our starting dime backer, you know, for the entire preseason. So watching those young guys play, you know, they're both impressive young players.
How does it change how you use your secondary advantage with Justin? Coverage skills.
Sure.
Darian's more of a thumper. Do you use them in different ways than the way the roles were defined with TJ and Darian,
mm-hmm.
given Justin's coverage skills specifically?
Absolutely. Justin's done a great job in the box also, and that was surprising to me. Watching Justin last year, he was more of a middle field, half field player, but watching him play in the box and how physical he played versus the run game, that was impressive. So to have Justin do that along with Darian's, you know, experience in the box and playing high, you know, it's interchangeable.
You from a coaching perspective?
I'm sorry?
From a coaching perspective.
Sure.
We've had a lot of players who've been public about TJ's departure.
Yeah.
Is that something you're going to have to address with guys?
You know, I would say so because, you know, I mean, he was obviously a valuable teammate for these guys. You know, I mean, they won a lot of games together. So it's natural. You know, it's expected. You know, it's a close-knit locker room. So I wasn't surprised to see guys saying, hey, you know, we're going to miss TJ. We don't want him to go. That's natural, you know, and it should be that way in the locker room. If it's not, then that would be concerning.
And so are you still hopeful that Jake Butt will play at some point this season?
Sure. You know, I mean, he's going to be on NFI, and that's going to be a 6-week process with 3 weeks to kind of determine if he can come up and play as a healthy player. So absolutely, sure.
You know, playing against Brock, I mean, Brock was a, you know, a good young quarterback. Obviously, you know, he's got a big arm. He's very tall. Mike's had him here. John's had him here. So as a person, those guys has vouched for Brock. You know, being with Adam Gase last year for a season, he loves Brock Osweiler. You know, so those guys have all vouched for him. Obviously, having a veteran backup is critical for us, you know, going into the season. You know, so Brock was obviously a great fit because he's been here. He's had success with these players in the locker room, and he won a playoff game last year, so it's a great fit for us.
Vance, a lot of Broncos fans have questions regarding some of the moves. Would you have any words of encouragement for Broncos country?
I'm sorry, say again?
Would you have any words of encouragement for Broncos country, for those fans that are wondering about the TJ, the Brock, and...
Every move we're making, you know, it's football decisions. It's big picture football decisions. So, you know, we're trying to build the best football team we can. You know, and that's the key here. You know, so, you know, not bringing TJ back, bringing in Brock. That's football decisions.
Time for a few more for the coach.
Have you spoken to Brock?
I have not.
Yeah.
I think we're fine right now. You know, with Wolf getting back on the field this week, you know, Monday, you know, along with Craig. You know, obviously Kerr's injury, you know, I'm not sure how long he's going to be out, but he's getting better, you know, at a rapid pace. Shelby had a hell of a preseason, so I'm excited about Shelby. Shelby's played the 5 technique, the 3 technique, and the nose. So I think we're fine right now moving forward.
Coach, how long do you expect it to take Brock Osweiler to pick up the entire offense? He'll be here 1 week before the game.
He's been with Mike McCoy before, so, you know, it's all terminology. You know, so once he's here for a week, he'll be fine. So we can have a package for Brock. If he has to go in a football game, he'll be fine.
Last one, Jeff.
Did Jamal Carter surprise you guys a little bit?
No, not at all. You know, what we saw in training camp is what we saw on tape. You know, we had a draft book raid on Jamal. He wasn't drafted, so we were happy to get him after the draft. And you know, but what we saw, being physical, being smart, a great tackler, is what he showed us.
Did you have like a 6th on or something?
I can't say.
Come on.
I can't say.
All right.
Draft the book raid.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your night.
Thank you for your patience. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.